me now. Come with me now. And welcome into the game plan. Of course, that makes me Jeremy, the Impact York. Welcome into Three's a Crowd today, as we'll tell you how Week 3 is going to shape out for the Owls and a few of the bigger matchups as well. Welcome in. It's been a crazy week. We're going to do the show earlier in the week, but we ended up I had some family in town, so decided to spend time with them instead. Like I always say, like your sports, love your life. So, next week will be a little bit earlier in the week. But as you guys always ask, yes, we are watching Thursday Night Football as we tape this. Jaguars are up big. This Minshew kid looks pretty good. But we're not here to talk about Gardner Minshew because he's in the pro ranks. We'll talk about him in the following show. What we are here to talk about is what in the world happened to Georgia State last week. You know, they had the big victory in week one versus Tennessee. They had the exciting finish over Furman in week two. And then got just stampeded by Western Michigan. And, you know, part of what happened, Western Michigan had twice as many first downs. Pretty much twice as many stats all the way across the board. Same number of attempts on things like throws and runs, but at the end of the day, they just got beat. They just straight up got beat. There was the two interceptions that Georgia State threw. You know, looking at the quick stats and everything, Dan Ellington, 11 for 20, threw one interception. Cornelius Brown had five pass attempts and threw an interception himself. But 11 for 20 for 126 and a touchdown ain't going to get it done in college football. Dan is going to have to do a lot better than that. Trey Barnett did go 19 carries for 127 total, but he had issues getting in the end zone as well. I mean, there was only the lone touchdown, and it was in the first quarter. After the first quarter, Georgia State couldn't find the end zone. Now, on the plus side, Western Michigan didn't score in the fourth, which is nice that the defense was able to buckle down for that. But just looking across the board, plus we watched the game, it's usually not a good day when your punter has eight kicks for 394 yards, about a 50-yard average. He actually had a really good day, but your punter shouldn't be punting eight times in a game. That usually doesn't go well. On the flip side, Wasink, the quarterback for Western Michigan, was 15 for 24, 246, and a touchdown. It's because Western Michigan just ran all over Georgia State. Bellamy had 196. Tyler had 138. And a bunch of other people had some yardage thrown in here and there. Bellamy ended up with three touchdowns, two for Tyler. Tucker and Wasink both had one as well. For what it's worth, they did punt five times, but a majority of that had to do with the end of the game. Besides Stevenson McQueen being the tackle monster that he is, and Jalen Jones and Tyler Gore having pretty solid days as well, only three tackles for a loss. It's just not going to get it done. Where Western Michigan had nine tackles for a loss and four total sacks. Like I said, just overall, just didn't get the job done. Looked sloppy. Couldn't stop anything that Western Michigan really threw at them. You know, maybe they used up a lot of their energy. But we shall see. Upcoming this week for Georgia State is they will travel down to the home of the Bobcats. Of course, that is Texas State. It's a 7 p.m. kickoff. Many different options on how you can watch that. We will post those up on Facebook and the other social medias as they come across. And definitely want to try to check out that game. On the flip side, let's go to the Kennesaw State Owls, right? What did the Owls do? Well, they got back on track. Because we all know, in the home opener, 59-0 versus Point, we knew that. Lost the nail biter in overtime versus Kent State last week, and then went down to Alabama State, where it's the, I believe they're the Wasp or the Hornets, or it doesn't really matter what they are. They didn't last very long. 42-7, the Owls roll on that one. Daniel David only had to throw five passes. He was 3 for 5 for 39 yards. Upside Davis for Alabama State, 12 for 26, 157 and a touchdown, but he also threw two interceptions. Rushing, you got Isaac Foster with 84 yards. It's Simmons with 67. Bronson Recksteiner with 64. Daniel David 62. 61 for touchdown Tommy Bryant. And Antavius Greer had 60 as well. A bunch of other people had miscellaneous yards. The touchdowns go one to Greer. Daniel David had one. Recksteiner had a 55-yard just masterpiece. And touchdown Tommy Bryant with two. Defensively, Joel Parker had himself a day. 8 total tackles, 6 tackles for a loss, 3 sacks, and he, you know, probably got to ride up front with the bus driver. Kareem Taylor with a big day as well. Bryson Armstrong, as always. Petway is always in the middle of the mix. Overall, solid day after that, but the 3 total sacks from Joel Parker. I would be willing to bet that's a school record. I don't know that right off the top, but pretty good indication that it probably is. Now, that being said, that makes them 2-1 on the season. They are, I believe, still in the top 10 as far as nationwide ranking, and they will spend this Saturday kicking off at Missouri State. I believe they are the Bears or something along those lines. Anyway, Missouri State, that is a 3 p.m. game. That is on ESPN Plus, which means if you have ESPN, the app, or ESPN on your laptop or smartphone, computer, good chance you can catch the game on there. How do I think that game's going to play out? I forgot to say that on the other one. How do I think that game's going to play out? Very much like this week did. Missouri's going to try to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at them. And if they can get that run game going early, it's all over. It's going to be all over. The Missouri State, I feel like that's going to end up being an aerial battle. And I think Dan's going to rebound, have a solid outing. And the defense is going to rally around the offensive effort and make the stops when they need to. Last week we picked some games and I proceeded to go 1-3. I did one game better in the college game than I did the pros. I went 0-4 in the pros. A lot of you guys will find that out here in a minute. But let's talk about the games. I picked, let's see, it was number 24 USC at BYU. Should have took the home team. BYU ends up with the victory there. That put me 0-1. Number 24 ranked USC is more than likely outside the top 25 now. I think you guys are pretty aware of that. And if I could get a screen to load, I would tell you the score. There we go. 30-27. It was an overtime. I'm not just saying this, I'm looking at score. I actually did see this game. It was a very good game. Back and forth. USC should have won it earlier than they did. Should have tried to win it earlier than they did. And BYU is going to be one of those teams that you just got to keep your eye on. They're going to probably sneak into the top 25 here soon. But that put me 0-1. Now let's go on out to Michigan State, number 18, Michigan State, Arizona State. A whopping 17 points were scored by these two teams, and 10 of which went to Arizona State. And for you non-math majors, that means that Michigan had the other 7 and took the L. I can't believe these teams only combined to score 17, because even some pretty bad teams in college scored 17 points last week. But I picked Michigan State, and once again, I lost. In the lone game, the one game that I got right. Number 9, Florida at Kentucky. I told you to take Florida. Turns out Gators like Wildcats. 29-21 on that one. Kentucky's going to be one of those teams that just hang in with anybody, and given the chance, they can beat anybody. Florida's going to be similar, although they're a lot more talented right now. That's why they're ranked within the top 10. But that was the one game I got right. The last game I got, or that I picked, I told you to pick Hawaii over number 23, Washington. Yeah, really botched that one up. Washington won 52-20. Ouch. That was stung a little bit. Now, let's move on to this week's games, the ones I'm going to pick. Number 11, Michigan. Yes, my Michigan Wolverines. At number 13, Wisconsin. We are finally starting to get matchups where two teams are very similar or very close. I'm going to tell you right now, I still think you take the Michigan Wolverines. I don't think Wisconsin has the firepower to go with them. I think Wisconsin is actually favored in this by 3 points. I say you take Michigan outright. And that is not a non-biased statement. But I say take the Wolverines, they're going to rebound. Number 23, Cal, is going to be at Ole Miss. Oh, wait, the game is the Michigan-Wisconsin game is 12 p.m. on Fox. Saw you guys say something about that. Number 23, Cal, will be at Ole Miss. That is also at noon on ESPNU. Mississippi is actually a half-point favorite. Take the Golden Bears at Cal. They're really making a run here recently. Moved up the charts a little bit after last week. And I think you're going to see them go on a pretty good run that they'll probably get in the top 15 or something. Number 8, Auburn at number 17, Texas A&M. This is a 3:30 CBS game. Texas A&M is... I could be saying this backwards. But I think they're actually... Yeah, there's no way Auburn's not favored. Auburn's probably favored by the 4 here. And I say absolutely to keep the trend going, take Auburn. They're too good up front. They recruit very well on the offensive and defensive line, and that's where you're going to win ball games when you need them. And finally, number 7, Notre Dame at number 3, UGA. That is a 8 p.m. CBS game. I've been saying it right the whole time. Texas A&M is the favorite. UGA is the favorite here by 13.5. I say take UGA to win, but they're not going to cover. They're not very good at cover. I don't know if you guys know that. They're probably going to win this game by 10 points. They're probably not going to win by more than 13. I don't see it. But to recap, number 13, Wisconsin. Take number 23, Cal, over Ole Miss. Take number 8, Auburn, over number 17, Texas A&M, and take number 3, Georgia, over number 7, Notre Dame. But they're not going to be UGA. But that's going to do it for us. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate you guys tuning in to another great edition of The Game Plan. This has been week 3. 3 is a crowd. I am Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Owls. Go Panthers.
Come with me now. Come with me now. Whoa!